This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The internet startup version of the American dream is to change the world. See also Twitter, Google, Facebook, et al. And if you happen to make a boatload of money along the way, well, so be it. But when all you get is that boatload of money, what do you do next? From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Stan Alcorn has the story of the rise and subsequent left turn of an unusual entrepreneur.
In 2011, Charles Forman looked like he was living his childhood dream. With just a high school education, he'd built a growing video game company called OMG Pop. And yet,
I remember at that time I was like soliciting opinions on how to be happier in life.
Video games are an industry based on hits. And after 6 years and more than $15 million of venture capital, OMG Pop was still hitless. Forman had gone from idealistic game maker to overworked manager with a constant ringing in his ears.
I was just burnt out.
He quit. And by the next spring, he had just $1,700 in his bank account. That's when he got a call from Dan Porter, OMG Pop's then CEO.
Dan calls me up and he's like, Charles, you're going to be so rich that you can wallpaper your new three-bedroom apartment with iPads. iPad 3s.
Here's Porter.
It is possible that I was trying to get him excited. He didn't know all of this kind of craziness that was going on behind the scenes.
The source of the craziness was a new OMG Pop game called Draw Something, a kind of smartphone Pictionary. It had topped the iTunes charts for 6 weeks straight and made OMG Pop the hottest property in the gaming world. A property which Forman still owned a big piece of, even after he quit.
Signs a little bit of breaking news about an acquisition of OMG Pop.
San Francisco-based Zynga reportedly paid about $200 million.
$180 million for OMG Pop. Make some sense of that for me.
Overnight, Forman became a multimillionaire.
It sounds so stupid, but at the time, I'm like, do I have to buy a car now? Like, seriously, do I have to fly business class? Is that a thing people do?
He didn't buy a Rolls Royce. In fact, he doesn't drive. He didn't even move out of his apartment. The fifth-floor walk-up in downtown Manhattan. It feels like a tech startup version of a college dorm room. The walls are bare, and on the floor there's a broken TV and stacks of plastic boxes full of DIY electronics.
He's like crazy artist programmer guy.
Dan Albritton was the other founder of what became OMG Pop. He says Forman has two qualities that he shares with other good product designers.
They have a really good sense of what other people like. And then they also have a complete disregard for what other people like and just what they think is awesome.
Albritton says it's that tension that makes interesting products. But Forman's millions might change the equation.
If you remove the need to earn a paycheck, then you remove a little bit of what do other people like requirement, and the what do I think is awesome part can take over.
These days, what Forman thinks is awesome is making a movie.
What is the origin story of like the Steve Jobs of robotics look like? That's kind of the theme.
He wrote a screenplay, but to revise it, he spent day and night programming software to turn it into a storyboard.
I could draw, you know, a face.
This is how he hopes to disrupt Hollywood.
Paint it in.
Shareable cartoon versions of scripts, which he thinks will make the screenwriting process more collaborative and iterative, more like making a video game.
I'd imagine like anyone from the outside looking in would be like, that's cute, but you don't know how this really works. That's probably right.
For Forman, this is what millions of dollars buy. Not retirement or world travel, but a couple years of making software for an industry he's just starting to understand. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.